Hello, my name's Andrew Richardson, and I'm talking about depression and depression recovery. I'm that very rare animal, a depression recovery optimist. My aim in these podcasts is to open you to the truth that your depression can be easily understood and relieved, and quickly too. Now, not so long ago, it was put to me that everyone has a different depression with a different root cause. And so everyone must find their own way out of their depression. This statement seemed impossible to argue with, as of course we are all unique and different. And so every journey into a depression will be different, as will every place where a depressed person find themselves. But the more I have pondered this, the less I like it. For those lost in their very own unique depression trance, it is surely dangerous to approach it in this way. So instead, think of it like this. Take every bedroom in the land. It will be unique. Wallpaper, furniture, bed furnishings, colouring and so on. But most will be rooms in houses in which people sleep and have objects in them that are recognisable and used for sleep, which is of course something we all do every night. Be they single beds, double beds, mattresses on the floor, futons, and so on. So most bedrooms are actually pretty similar to each other, and the differences which appear very great are actually not when you see the bigger picture. And so it is with depression. Each depression is endured by a person who is on their own unique life journey with different life experiences of a different age, with different ways of thinking, making a different use of their imagination and coping well or badly, and yes, differently, with the exhaustion and terror of their minds losing control. But most depressions will have at their core useless worrying, dreaming too much, feeling worse in the morning, and being trapped in their mind in a state of terrifying, nervous exhaustion. And this will be true even if there are environmental factors that go back to a childhood lived with depressed parents, or to poor nutrition that impacts on mood, or even to biological factors that impact on serotonin and other neurotransmitters. It will be no help to these depressed people to propagate the appealing but dangerous idea that their depression has a unique root cause. Will it not entrap them further and keep them even more isolated and alone in their thoughts and rumination?